a gigantic telescope which, from the summit of Long's Peak, could pursue the projectile as it winged its way through the regions of space. Everything, at last, was ready. On December 1st, at the appointed moment, in the midst of an immense concourse of spectators, the departure took place, and, for the first time in the world's history, three human beings quitted our terrestrial globe with some possibility in their favour of finally reaching a point of destination in the interplanetary spaces. They expected to accomplish their journey in 97 hours, 13 minutes, and 20 seconds, consequently reaching the lunar surface precisely at midnight on December 5 to 6, the exact moment when the moon would be full. Unfortunately, the instantaneous explosion of such a vast quantity of gun cotton, by giving rise to a violent commotion in the atmosphere, generated so much vapour and mist as to render the moon invisible for several nights to the innumerable watchers in the Western Hemisphere, who vainly tried to catch sight of her. In the meantime, J.T. Marston, the secretary of the gun club, and a most devoted friend of Barbican's, had started for Long's Peak, Colorado, on the summit of which the immense telescope, already alluded to, had been erected.